Welcome to all of you on this 91-week journey. This is Pastor George with you once again as we move forward into week number 66. And if you're listening to this recording, then I'll assume you've been keeping up with the reading, which requires consistent effort and dedication not to fall behind. But it's a discipline that will produce results in your life, whether you realize it or not. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, God revealed this to his people concerning his word. He said, I sent it, my word, out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to do, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Some translations put it this way, God's word never returns void. In other words, if you sow the seeds of his word on a regular basis into your life, you will reap a harvest because God's word always produces fruit, whether it feels like it or not. And remember this, transformation occurs slowly over time. As we invest our lives following Jesus and soaking in his word, there are no quick transformations in the kingdom. Transformation begins with a desire to draw closer to the King and then a commitment to follow him in loving, devoted obedience. It's not an easy path, but it's not a complicated path either. Just as our bodies mature slowly over time, so does spiritual maturity and transformation. The cross before me, the world behind me, the hymn writer wrote. And those of us desiring to experience the transformation that God offers must remain steadfast and avoid the distractions the world and the devil dangle in front of us. So I commend your efforts to persist and persevere on this journey. If you fall behind, don't get discouraged and give up. The devil would love nothing more. Instead, pick up where we are and press forward, because God promises a reward if you do. Which leads me to our transformational principle this week. I quickly found it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. In this passage, Paul just finished writing about his infamous thorn in the flesh and how he begged God to remove it three times. Not asked, but he begged. Not once, but three times, which leads me to believe it was rather severe. To which God provided an answer followed by two explanations. His answer, of course, was no, he will not remove it. His two explanations were, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power works best in weakness. And it's the second explanation that I want to present to you today as a transforming principle. My power works best in weakness. This is a principle I learned a long time ago when I discovered that if God was ever going to be able to use me as he wanted, then I've got to be willing to get out of his way. John the Baptist put it this way in John 3:30 when he said, he, meaning Jesus, must increase and I must decrease. I believe part of the reason God would not remove Paul's infirmity, whatever it was to keep him grounded and to never forget who was really in charge and providing the true power for his ministry. We all must be obedient to what God calls us to do in his word, but it's his spirit in us that provides the means and the power, and we must never forget that. I learned that the best place for me to be is when I don't know what to do, because that makes me realize I'm totally dependent on God. And when I'm dependent on God and I know it, that makes me stronger. Whether I'm preaching, teaching, or counseling someone one-on-one, I got nothing in and of myself to bring to the table. It's Christ in me that does the transforming work. I'm just a needy, willing vessel. My power works best in weakness. God's looking for willing servants that will empty and deny themselves in order to make room for the fullness of his spirit. The minute I ever think I've got control of a situation or that I can accomplish ministry in my own strength due to my experience or self-confidence, that's the day I need to repent and change my attitude. And Proverbs 16:18 tells me why. Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. It's good to be weak. That's countercultural, of course, because the world challenges us to be strong in ourselves. But I've discovered that being mindful of my weakness places me in a position of strength because it naturally creates dependence, dependence on God. When I don't know what to do, I pause and seek His counsel and provision. I ask Him to assume control and to act according to His perfect will and purpose. My power works best in weakness. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.